You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
Chris, I got the old water in the ears today.
Did you go to a water park yesterday?
No, I was in just a pool. Water in the ears. Can't get them out.
I don't know if that's something I've dealt with, like, the next day.
What do you mean?
I feel like it usually gets out, like, you know, within, like, an hour.
Sometimes it'll last a week.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes it's in there for a while. Unless you get the swimmer's ear, then you get it to dry up there. Sometimes it's in there a good minute.
Swimmer's ear.
Yeah, that's what it's called, the little drops you put in. I think it's called swimmer's ear.
Do you like to do deep dives to the deep end? Like, are you a guy that likes to, like, touch the bottom floor of a deep end, or are you staying at the level, at water level?
It's a good question. I like to at least go once to touch the bottom of the deep end, make sure I still got it. Sometimes I'll go down, sit crisscross applesauce at the bottom. But yesterday was the rare day that I had my contacts in, so I couldn't open my eyes underwater because then my contacts will come out. But I like to do the eyes open, make sure that I see what's going on. I also, if it's deep enough, like to do a good flip underwater.
Wow.
I spin. Sometimes I'll do backwards. Then I'll do forwards again just to make sure that I still got it. and then I'll push up off the bottom of the ground, come back up, and, you know, depending on how tired I am, I'll hold on to the side of the pool. Yesterday, the rare 9-foot pool. So I was down there seeing,
Your ears starting to hurt a little bit?
At the beginning it was, my ears popped. I had to kind of push out, hold the nose, blow in, push out so my ears would pop. And then if I was going to dive down face first, I did this and it was strange sensation. Went to do face first dive down, I felt a pressure in my whole head. So I tried to push out and see, like, oh, is this just my ears pop? I don't know what it was. And, of course, I started going down the, is there something wrong with my brain? What's going on in my head? Why do I feel this pressure? This isn't normal. But I'm still here, so still kicking. Just a little water in the ears today.
So you go with the crisscross applesauce on the floor. I do the one where
it's just a show off.
You let all the air out of your body, and I can get all the way where I'm laying down like I'm on a bed at the bottom of the...
Really?
Yep.
Do you hold your nose? I have to hold the nose.
Nope. I can do this thing with my top lip where I can, like, block my nose with my top lips.
With your top lip, you block your nose.
Like that. Yep. Just like that.
You blow out your nose, though, to get down, right?
Yes. You gotta blow out all the air out of your body. That's the best part. You just blow the bubbles up to the top and you slowly sink down. That's why I showed you guys at the Clevelander pool. I know how to float. Like, if I was ever trapped in the ocean, like, I'd be fine just floating for a few hours.
I think most people would be. It's just a panic thing, right? It comes down to, like,
you gotta stay calm. Billy nail right on the head. You gotta stay calm.
How long do you think you could survive lost at sea, Chris?
I did a full hour of the show.
Be careful, Chris, because just know This may lead to Dan just throwing you into the middle of the ocean to see how long you can actually
survive. 2 weeks.
Survive.
I'll be back. That's where we're headed. Yeah, we can do this in 2 weeks.
Just be careful.
You say be calm. What happens when the sharks are swirling around you? What happens then?
At that point, you just got to roll the dice and hope that, you know.
Right,
you
punch them in the nose or poke them in the eye. That's what Ron McGill says, right?
Hey, shark.
Yes. Yeah,
hey,
exactly. Shark. Hey, say shark. Exactly. They're more afraid of you than mm-hmm. you are of them.
Just be like, I'm a human.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, sharks. Sharks drive cars? No. How smart are sharks?
Nope, they're dumb.
Exactly.
Pretty dumb.
Driving cars is the way that you measure intelligence.
I mean, not just driving cars, inventing cars, Dan.
I can drive a car.
I haven't seen any sharks with iPhones. Have you?
I have not. No, I have not.
Like, imagine playing Madden versus shark.
Thank you.
I have seen sharks tear apart flesh, human flesh. So
that's just because they're misunderstood.
But have you seen one drive?
I have not seen one drive. I've not seen one start, invent, or use an iPhone. No, I have seen them be a prehistoric hunter, though, that tears apart food very well and manages to survive no matter what we're doing to the climate.
Yeah, well, that's just because they play hide and seek. You know what I mean? That's how they survived the dinosaurs. It just went down far enough, and then they just kind of stuck around because they weren't there when all the action was happening at the surface.
On the bottom of the ocean floor.
Yeah, hide and seek. That's what they're good at.